The Girly Blind Date, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Just Needed to Cry It Out, by Charity Ollivander. I was sitting on the sofa and reading when the doorbell rang. I put down my book and, somewhat reluctantly, got up to open the front door. There you were, my dear close friend, whom I hadn't seen in over a year. You were crying, and you asked if you could come in. So I opened both the door and my arms wide and welcomed you. Of course, you could come in, though I knew it would only add more fuel to the fire of the feelings I had for you. But you didn't need to know this. I had been in love with you for a long time, but I'd always held back for fear of losing you. And even if it hurt me to see you crying, it was wonderful to see you again. I led you into my living room where we both sat on the sofa, and I put my arm around your shoulder and tried to get you to tell me about what had happened. But you just said that you needed to cry it out before you could talk about it. I sat there with one arm around you. With the other, I stroked your hair and tried to comfort you. It must have worked because your sobs began to subside after a while. I felt you relax in your seat. I was instantly so turned on by you that I had a hard time sitting still, and after giving it a moment's thought, I kissed you on the forehead. You took a deep breath and held it for a second, before you exhaled and sank a little closer to me, while, to my great joy, you gave me a little kiss on the neck. A war was going on inside me. I was so turned on, excited, confused, and happy, and didn't allow myself to think that this could be anything but a friendly gesture, a moment of affection between two friends. But I soon discovered that there was far more than that. For you interlaced your fingers with mine and whispered that you wanted to do good by me. All I managed to say was that you always did good by me, just by being my friend. "You joker," you told me. "That wasn't what I meant by this," as you leaned towards me and kissed me gently on the mouth. It felt so good that I thought I'd faint. I was unbelievably happy as I stroked your hair and kissed you back with an earnestness I didn't even think I had in me. It was as if I couldn't get you close enough to me. My God, were you so beautiful. And it felt so amazing to kiss you. I felt your soft lips on mine as your tongue played with my own, making me dripping wet. "You think I don't know that you wanted to do this forever," you laughed, between kisses, and gave me a moment to think and respond. "Yes, but I sure didn't think you felt the same," I said with a deep sigh, because it was just so good and I was so happy. My hands had begun to run over your body by themselves, and now they were exploring your breasts. I began to pull up your t-shirt and came in contact with your bare breast underneath it, where your nipples stood straight like a small mountain, and I felt my own nipples stiffening as well.